Good morning, good morning, and welcome to our Sunday sunrise call on the last Sunday of 2023. I'm so happy that we are here together in the safe space filled with love and compassion and a mutual desire to heal, starting with ourselves. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that prayer helps me every single day. And it has such meaning, every single word. This morning, Dr. Vicki Johnson has come back to bless us with her soul wealth and all of her goodness and all of her heart and her gems of wisdom on this last day. And our topic today is self-love and how we can get there, given what many of us may be facing and dealing with in our homes or in our lives. I first want to share for people who might be new here this morning who Dr. Vicki Johnson is. She is a transformational speaker, chaplain, spiritual mentor to many of us, best-selling author, and founder of Soul Wealth LLC. Dr. Vicki's most recent book is called Soul Wealth: Finding Vision, Compassion, Authenticity, Abundance, and Legacy in the Midst of Chaos. And wow, that is exactly what we need today. So at least I'll speak for myself. Exactly what I need today. Dr. Vicki supports women leaders via her Soul Wealth Academy. She mentors women to break up with the status quo of their lives, to be great in the mirror first, and then amazing in the marketplace. Her mission is to guide women to manifest abundance, ease, and flow while creating a life they truly love. She believes that in every moment we live, self-awareness is key. A graduate of Howard University, she also completed the Women's Entrepreneurship Certificate Program at Cornell University. Her daily podcast, yes, daily podcast, which is called the Soul Wealth Radio Show, is available on all podcast platforms. The show can also be heard live each day at 10 a.m. Eastern on dcradio.gov. Her mission and passion is to strengthen relationships among women by sharing life strategies for next level results. In addition to being a proud graduate of Howard University, she is also a proud member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, one of my big sisters who pledged me at Howard. She's also a member of the National Association of Black Female Executives in Music and Entertainment and the Women Speakers Association. She enjoys hiking, swimming, spending time with family and friends, and working on her family's historic preservation project. And you can find this and more on her beautiful website at VickiJohnson.com, and I will put it in the chat. It's V-I-K-K-I Johnson.com, but I will copy it into the chat as well. So good morning, Dr. Vicki. Thank you for being here this morning.
Good morning, Kelly, and good morning to our Sunrise Project family on this last day of 2023. I'm so excited to be here. The sun is shining.
Yes. You
know, the S-O-N and the S-U-N.
Yes.
The sun is shining. Mm-hmm. Even if it's cloudy where you are mm-hmm. on the ground and you can't see the sun. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've learned over probably 30 plus years of traveling, which I love to do. Mm-hmm. I love to fly and I love the window seat. And I'm intentional about the window seat. Mm-hmm. For two reasons. One, especially when it may be cloudy on the ground. What I love is when we ascend above the clouds, no matter what is happening on the ground, the sun is always shining. The sun is always shining. And number two, I love that the higher we ascend, the smaller things appear below us, right? So that's a metaphor and a pattern, if you will, for life. The higher we go, the higher our frequency or the higher our vibration or the higher, you know, we abide in places of peace, then the things below us, the things that could distract us, appear smaller. So I'm happy to be here. I'm
Hey, I
grateful.
just want to pause on that right there. You've been here all, you've both spoken for all of 1 minute, maybe 2 minutes. Those two gems are so profound because I don't choose the window seat ever. I choose the aisle seat because I want the freedom of being able to move without having to ask anybody to move. And isn't that an interesting perspective? My focus is freedom, getting out, not being stuck, which is an interesting perspective. I love your perspective of the window where you can see the sun, which is beautiful as soon as you go up, ascend above the clouds. I love that. And the second
And you
part
know, I
is,
gotta say, parenthetically, and pardon me cutting you off, I didn't
no,
mean
it's
to do
okay.
that. You know, even in the window seat, Kelly, I too have freedom, right? I too can get up anytime. It's about me being confident enough and courageous sometimes. It may feel like you need that, but it's just a matter of saying, excuse me, right? And how often do we desire freedom? And all we have to do is ask someone for their assistance, and we don't want to do it for whatever reason, no
That's right.
judgment, for whatever reason. So I love this whole metaphor of the plane this morning that, you know, we're able to share. It's just a matter of using your voice. You can have freedom wherever you are. You can have freedom in the middle seat, if you have to be there because it's not forever. You know, there are times I've ended up in the middle seat, not my preference, but I've learned to be content. And sometimes that's simply choosing to focus on number one, this is temporary. Number two, I can get up if I want to get up. And number three, I'm on my way somewhere. I'm not in this middle seat forever. I'm not here to stay. And so I shift to gratitude. I pivot to gratitude. And I really do this. You know, it has become a practice of choosing to realign with what brings me peace, what brings me ease, and what brings me just the flow and fluidity of life. And I'm so committed to it because when I was suffering, subconsciously, I was committed to that. So now that I understand and have an awareness that I get to choose in every moment, I live at choice. If something does not feel good, I can pivot because the better we feel, the more goodness we allow into our lives. So, yeah, we're taking off this morning.
We're taking off on an
Whether you're in the
airplane
aisle
in the
seat, the
window
middle
seat.
seat, or the window seat, but the sun is always shining. So, loving my sunrise
I
project.
love your sweatshirt too. And
But yeah.
ironically, have one on today. And I was just sharing that Susan Hearn, who has been here since day one and has helped create the space and the website and just been a great friend all these years, she created a store on the site. And so we now have that sweatshirt available if people want to purchase it. Would love that. It
It's nice.
it's super cozy.
It's warm, especially here in the Mid-Atlantic where I am. It's
Yeah.
chilly. It has a
Yeah.
hood.
That's a
Let me
hood. That's
model a
great. I
little
have mine
bit.
on too. It's really warm and cozy, but not to be selling things. I just wanted to share that. It made me smile when I saw you pop up here today. But I want to explore. I love first the analogy of the airplane and the seats and the choice. No matter what, we have a choice. How do you advise the women that you work with that may be going through something right now, a challenging time with a loved one or with their own health or with whatever it may be? How do you help people transition to that space of gratitude and the space of self-love that you talked about so beautifully on one of your posts recently?
You know, what's top of mind for me all the time is that I get to choose. I get to choose how I be, regardless of what's going on around us. Whether it's order, whether it's chaos, I personally thrive in order. I'm extremely frustrated by chaos and disorder and disarray. And so it's about practicing contemplation, if I can say it that way. Because we are so on our way to the next thing, getting the next item checked off. So I'm very committed to being fully present where I am. Deepak Chopra calls it present moment awareness. You know, noticing how blue is the sky, how loud the birds are singing, you know, how green is the grass, how white is the snow, how hot is the sun. You know, simple things that are in the background. You know, some people call it wallpaper, the wallpaper of life. It's just there and you don't notice it. So, my encouragement to ladies that I serve and support is to slow down. First, let's put everything on the table and look at our life. Let's just turn over all the cards. And when you do that, frequently there's a recognition that some things we forgot about because we have not given attention to it. Some things we don't need anymore. So we can remove those things from our lives. Sometimes it's a reordering or a reprioritizing of what gets my time, my attention, my energy, and my heartbeats. What am I going to be wholly given to today that makes me feel
Oh, Vicky froze for me. I'm not sure if it's anyone else. Dr. Vicky, I don't know if you can hear me, but you have frozen on my side. Does anybody else hear her? It looks like she's frozen, so maybe
She's
she'll be back.
frozen. Yeah.
Okay. Let me send her a text. I don't know if she realizes. I will be right back. I'm going to give her a quick call. Oh, it looks like she popped out, so she'll pop back in. I love where she's going. There she is. Hello. There you are, your beautiful picture.
Okay, not sure what happened, but I'm back.
Happy you're back. No
Yeah,
problem.
because
Things happen.
look, I have my phone, so I shall not be moved by anything, right?
I love
Stay
that.
ready.
Stay
So,
ready. Thank you.
yeah, I'm not sure what happened, but I was talking about being sensitive to life and experiencing the fullness of every moment, you know, being present in every moment. So that we can take it in. So, how do I support women? First, we have to know what we're dealing with and not just blindly, unconsciously moving through life. I'm at a point now, I just had a birthday. You did too. Happy birthday, we're December
Likewise, happy
babies.
birthday,
But you
Capricorn.
know, as I get closer to 60, you know, I just turned 58. It's really important for me to only do the things that I want to do. And when I am called or have to do the things that I don't want to do, that I do it even that from a place of ease, from a place of gratitude, understanding that I have grace that is sufficient for every moment to get through whatever I am going through. So I ask questions to answer your question. I ask questions. What's important to you? Where are you at this point in life? What do you want?
What do you need? How can I support you? What's going to make this moment easier for you? And I say this moment, and I frame that very intentionally because we can be overwhelmed and distracted by what hasn't happened yet, by what we anticipate is coming. That's where anxiety comes from, because we're thinking about the future, or we're depressed because we're thinking about what has already happened that we have not been able to process in a healthy way. So in that suppression now comes depression because we haven't expressed what we've been through, how it made us feel, frustration, sadness, disappointment, grief. So it's a process. It's not a one and done. It's not a one and done for me. And I've been doing this work for 25 years. It has to become a practice that you commit to. And seasons change. So what I needed last season may not be the thing that serves me at the highest level, where I am or even where I'm going. So I know that was a long answer, Kelly, but I hope that I shared enough, that our family this morning can just kind of extract what they need from that. Because as I said when we talked the other day, we interpret what we hear based on where we are.
That's right. It's we were talking about how people get different things out of each Sunday. There might be a
Yes.
nugget that really speaks to one person, but not another person. But every week there's some gem from somebody that really touches someone. And that's the beauty of this space. But I love that comment. We hear based on where we are,
Yeah.
right? I love that. And so, two things that you said, and I want to ask another question that I think were really powerful. One is we get to choose. And the other one you talked about being beautifully present, being fully present. I think you called it beautifully present,
Yeah.
Deepak Chopra language. And then you were moving into the space of slow down, slow down. And I know you. I don't see a sense of slow down. I see you building soul wealth and working and being a mom and, doing a bunch of things. Like most of us have a lot going on. So how do you slow down? How? And also, was there a moment that forced you to slow down?
There are moments that have forced me to slow down, starting with every time someone that I love passes away, whether it's expected or unexpected, particularly the unexpected ones, I reset. Because for me, it's a reminder that life is a vapor. It's a vapor. It like we're here to people used to say, here today, gone tomorrow. No, you're here today, you can be gone today. And just in the last 2 weeks, I've had that experience supporting people that I love who lost, people they love suddenly and unexpectedly. So that for me is a consistent reminder because I am a chaplain. I am an elder at my church and I serve in that capacity, also in the marketplace, where I'm a spiritual advisor and faith leader for so many people. And so I'm frequently in those spaces where I'm supporting people who have experienced the death of a loved one. And observing their grief, supporting them as they move through grief while having to plan a celebration or a homegoing service or a celebration of life experience or a memorial. Though I'm constantly reminded, it keeps me sober. That's number one. Then number two, there's so much beauty in being present. And so for me, it really is God. what are we going to experience today? What's important for me today? While I have 50 things I can do today, I do have 50 things that all are important. What is the priority today? Number one, being here on the Sunrise Project. This is priority. I'm not thinking about what I have to do next. And I do have several things that I could do. I'm fully present here. And then when this is done, I'll decide then, because in every moment we live at choice, and I don't want to miss any magic in this moment while being here, but thinking about what I have to do later. You know that old school song, your mind is here, your body is here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. That's totally out of context, but you get the point.
I get the point. Yes.
You know that we can be physically present somewhere, but our mind is in 20 other places. That's and that's right. Such a disservice. It's such a disservice to this moment.
Yes.
And moments matter, because it is the string of moments that create memories.
Yes.
That will help you get through what's coming.
Right.
And that's not to live at the mercy of the future. But there are times when we can remember something and it bring us joy in a moment when we need it most. And when we feel joy, we feel strength.
Yes, absolutely.
Pun intended.
Pun intended. So I wrapped myself up a little tighter in my sweater. I love that. You said I've had multiple moments, because I was asking about, was there a turning point for you, or was there a time where you really started focusing on self-love, or has this just always been you?
No. I think subconsciously it was me, because I've always been given to fun. I love to laugh.
Yes.
You know, life is a journey. I think the pivot for me in adulthood was coming out of surgery, being in recovery after giving my cousin a kidney. So I'm a living kidney donor.
Amazing.
And that changed me. That changed me. Understanding that they had to stop my breathing and breathe for me. I was on a machine breathing for me. They had to stop my breathing completely so that they could remove my kidney with zero stress, right? For me to wake up after that surgery, I don't take for granted, because I have had family members go into a simple in-out procedure and not wake up.
Wow. Wow.
When it's a cardiac arrest on the table. You know, like things like that frame gratitude for me.
Yes.
So when I gave my cousin a kidney, I'm a living kidney donor, had that surgery now about 14 years ago. That was the beginning of every day being a bonus for me.
Awesome.
So when I woke up and saw those lights in the recovery room, I was like, whoa, I'm still here, right? Every day is a bonus. So that was the beginning. Like I said, the sudden loss of two really close friends, sudden loss, unexpected. One in a car accident, you know, the other had a blood clot, you know. And just woke up, went to an event, didn't feel well at the event, started having problems breathing. You know, 911 comes, they take her to the hospital, and she didn't even get out of the emergency room. She died in the emergency room. You know, and both of these were within 9 months of each other. May 22, and then early in this year, 2023. So back-to-back losses like that of who I would consider to be two of the closest people to me caused me to pivot again. Like, whoa, Did I say everything I wanted to
That you
say?
wanted to say, right?
Did I share everything I wanted to share? And so moving forward, there have been things that have happened. Here we are in the last day of 2023. There have been things that have happened in my life where I thought, oh, I want to call and share this. And then realizing that I could not the way that I would have previously. Can't pick up the phone. Yes, I can still talk to them and do, but I can't pick up the phone and say, this is happening, or I wanted to share this with you. Those things caused me to pivot and now evaluate the relationships that I currently have, people who are still here in my life. And I'm very intentional. That is the key word. I'm very intentional about, again, being fully present. If it is worth me choosing to be there, then I'm going to be all the way there. And that's what self-love is. It is creating and curating, scripting a life that you love, that you love, that feels good to you, in spite of what's happening around you, what's happening in your life, in your family, with your children. I'm living it now. I choose to live in my joy and be happy and be content and be at peace, even though there's chaos around me. It's a choice.
It's a choice. And the choice is how we respond, how we operate in the moment, what our actions are. Because you can have, I'm sort of asking that question, but I think that's what you're saying. It's like, despite the chaos, we have a choice in how we respond to the chaos, how we operate in that space, how we possibly remove ourselves from the chaos without running away. You know, because there's a fine
Yeah.
line.
Yeah, because we need to, and here's the post on social media that you referenced when I talked about self-love. And I talked basically the gist of the post is that our life is a cup. And I remember growing up sitting in my grandmother's kitchen. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, you know, they didn't have these big tumblers of coffee that we drink from now or these big mugs. They really drank from, you know, the little round circle coffee cups that had the saucer. And so the gist of the post is that we are the cup, right? And life is happening all around us. And when my grandmother would pour her coffee out of the percolator, without fail, every time I remember her pouring the coffee in the cup, and the coffee would overrun the top of the cup and spill into the saucer. And she would drink the coffee from the saucer first, and then drink from her cup. That became for me a picture of how I live my life. I live, give, serve, support, love other people from the saucer because that's the overflow. What's in the cup is for me. And if I don't have anything in the saucer, I don't have anything to give in that moment. So I don't. You know what I do? I get still. I get quiet. Or I get around people who feel good to my nervous system. Or I go for a hike and I get filled to overflow again. And then what's in my saucer is the place or the capacity from which I address whatever is happening in my life. And that's from co-workers, to my job, to family members, to my child. You know, if I don't have it to give, I don't try anymore to give from an empty cup or from an empty space or from a capacity that has nothing to give. Because if I am on fumes, then I'm not bringing my best self to the situation, which leaves me exhausted and resentful and tired and reactive instead of responsive. And that doesn't feel good to me. Then I need time to recover, which is time I could really be doing something that I really want to be doing, but I don't have the strength to do it. You know, it's a domino effect. So the self-loving thing to do is to make sure my cup is full. And then when things are happening, whether they feel good or not feel good, I'm checking my saucer.
Yeah.
To see if I have anything in the saucer, because that's the capacity from which I am going to respond to what's happening in my life. That's the capacity from which I'm going to create what I want to do next. So what fills my cup? And only you know what that is.
Right.
You get to decide
what fills the
what
cup.
What fills your cup? And so maybe the response is not to respond for a minute or a day or a few days. You know what I've started doing? Not feeling obligated to respond to text messages, inboxes, DMs, emails right away.
Yeah.
If it's urgent, yes. But we live in a culture where if people send you a text, they expect a response right away. And we've been subliminally conditioned, if you will. You know, no matter what we're doing, we look at our phone. And if we're doing something else, we stop and respond.
That's right.
Most people, not everybody, you know, but a lot of people do that. And so a way to reclaim my time and reclaim control, and here's the word, honor boundaries that I have set so that I can make sure my cup remains full and I'm serving from the saucer. I don't respond right away. If it's something that doesn't require an immediate response, I don't do it.
I love that.
That's self-love. That is self-love. Self-love is, I'm not coming to the family gathering this year.
Right.
Because to come stresses me out.
Right.
I don't feel like refereeing. I don't feel like navigating. I don't feel like going through the rigmarole, old school word, you know, of the drama. I'm choosing something different. That is self-loving.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I am going to eat better. I'm going to rest more. I'm going to go to bed earlier. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to drink more water. That is self-loving. And we get to choose to do those things.
Absolutely. I love that. So that's what the post was about, which
yeah.
I read it and thought, this is just beautiful. It was all around how we choose self and how we, you know, you said, how awesome is it to live from a full tank of self-love? Be self-aware, that's loving. Be self-assured, that's loving. Be self-accepting, that's loving. I couldn't love me more. What a gift. I read that and it just spoke to me. Like,
and you know what prompted that? I'm a music lover. I was listening to Sade.
Okay.
I was listening to Sade's song, Couldn't Love You More If I Tried.
Oh.
And I was looking in the mirror and I was like, you know what? Vicky, I couldn't love you more if I tried.
Wow.
That's where it came from. And like full transparency, because I'm an open book. I was listening to that song, which I love. I love that song. I love Sade. And that's what felt good to me. So the question for us today on December 31st, Sunrise Family, is, are there spaces and places in your life where you can love you more? Or Are you at a place in your life where you couldn't love yourself more if you tried? And only you know that answer. And I mean, when you just get gut honest about that, are you eating the best way you can? Are you hydrating and drinking and moving and exercising to the best of your ability? Are you really resting as much as you can? Are you honoring your boundaries as best you can? Are you having fun? Are you finding peace? Are you going to the doctor? Are you, implementing other wellness modalities that, make you feel good? Are you honoring the highest version of yourself? Are you loving other people and requiring them to demonstrate, not what they say, demonstrate their love for you at a certain level? Like, that's the question today as we close out 2023, which is a 7 year. Which is a 7 year. And I'm literally, if you don't know, I'm literally adding 2 + 0 + 2 + 3. That's seven. The number seven means completion. And we're going into an 8 year. 2 + 0 + 2 + 4 is an 8 year. And eight, universally, spiritually, metaphysically, is the number of new beginnings.
Wow.
So we're leaving a year of completion. What can you tie up before 11:59:59? What are some things you can stop doing, bring to a completion, and then put them away? And they were either a blessing or a lesson. Leave it in 2023. Leave it in this 7 year. And then take some time today and assess, where can I love me more?
Yes.
Is it pivoting in friendship? Is it requiring reciprocity in some relationships where I feel like I've been doing most of the giving? Where can I make some adjustments? Do I move things around? Do I look for another job? Where can I increase? Do I travel? Do I take the trip that I've been putting off? Do I spend more time with people? Because, yeah, Vicky said something, and I want to make sure that I'm loving people well in my life, not just in word, but in demonstration. Am I showing up for me the way I show up for everybody else? Right? Be selfish. So going into 2024, which is an 8 year, a number, a year of new beginnings, where do you get to love you more?
Wow.
And if you're like me and you can't love yourself more if you try, then maintain that. Then the query is, how do I make sure that I maintain this? Where can I up level that love, right? I want to be intentional about adding increase wherever I go. That's my prayer and my intention every day now. I want to add increase. I want people to experience increase after an encounter with me, regardless of what it is. So if it's not something that I'm wholly given to, I'm not going to do it because my intent is increase. So again, as we go into this new year, bring to completion some things. Leave them here. Leave them in this year. So that as we cross over into 2024, you have capacity for the new beginnings that are waiting. They're hovering over us. Could it be a shift in dynamic, the way we deal with our children, the way we deal with the spouse, the way we deal with the family member, the way we deal with coworkers? Is it a pivot? Yeah, I do deserve more. So I'm going to shift in this way. And when we do that, we're living from the saucer and not the cup.
Oh, awesome. That's so awesome. I have so many ideas. I love the thought around leaving 2023, the 7 year, and this completion, putting some things, wrapping it up,
Yeah, that's important, Kelly. I just want to insert, because we drag stuff that's expired. We drag it around. We drag it around with us. And we don't have to do that. We feel heavy. Yeah. We feel burdened down. We feel like we're struggling. We feel like it's weighty, and it doesn't have to be. Leave it. It's settled. Settle it. Settle it. There's a scripture that, you know, says settle yourself. Be settled in your soul. Be settled. Be complete. Reckon it to be done. And leave it here. So now you have capacity. You have space for overflow to manifest in your life going into 2024. So you can live in a place of ease regardless of what's happening around you.
Live in a place of ease and peace. I think that's beautiful and brilliant. It's exactly right. And I didn't know about the year of completion, the year of new beginnings, the 7 and the 8. That's really powerful as well. So thank you. I want to make sure people have a chance to ask a question or comment. You can, if you're on the phone, you can hit *6 to come off of mute. Or if you want to put something in the chat, you're welcome to do that as well. But you're sharing such gems. You know, one of our conversations was about gratitude and hope and all of those beautiful things. And this morning, the focus on self-love and pouring from the overflow and keeping the cup for ourselves. Just very powerful. So does anyone have a comment or want to come off of mute to ask Dr. Vicky a question? Feel free.
Hi, this is Michelle. Thank you, Dr. Vicky. I feel like a sponge, like I've just absorbed so much of the things that you've said. So thank you for that. As a mental health professional, I decided last year to change a lot of things. And it wasn't even because of the new year. It was like, how can I be a person telling someone else to do when I'm not really doing all the things that I need to do? But I'll just do two things that I've recently done. So I recently went through my emails, and it's amazing how you amass. You're like, oh, this place is having a sale. Let me, you know, sign up for that. And then I'm like, I have three emails. So I'm like, I'll sign up under different names. So I was intentional and I sat down and I went through hundreds of emails and unsubscribed because I used to be so good at, like, it was zero all the time and it just got out of control. And fast forward to like where I get maybe less than 50 a day. And yesterday I was like, nope, that's still too many. And I decided I don't need any more stuff. I'm enough. I don't need it. And so it just feels liberating to just have that out of my space. And I can pour into something else versus trying to check emails and see what sales going on. The other thing that I do every year, and I don't do it in anger, I do it out of love for myself, is I go through my phone and I see who's checked on me throughout the year. Who's just sent me a text, even if we don't talk. And then I look at people who it's been a year or two or more who really don't have capacity in their life. I don't know what's going on. It could be something serious or not. They may just need a break from people. But I decided I was going to take people out of my phone in love. If they called me and I hadn't heard from them, I'm still going to be like, hey, what's going on? But again, it is going through my phone to free up space and to really focus on those people in that circle of love that I have, family, friends, and family, to really spend time focusing on them. And when I told a friend about that, they were like, girl, you did that? I was like, yeah, but I didn't do it in anger. I just did it for myself because it frees it up. And so those are the two things that I just like to share to add to the things that you've already shared, which are wonderful, you know, pieces of sage advice that I think that really worked and have worked for me. And thank you for allowing me to share, Kelly.
Thank you. Those are so liberating. I do both of those as well.
Do you actually delete the people in your phone or do you?
I do.
I do. Absolutely delete. Like I don't have their address, their phone number, their email, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, and that and I love that, Michelle and Kelly. I'll just say, because some people, you know, some people are in your life for a moment, a reason. Some people are in your life for a season. And then there are other people who are supposed to be there for a lifetime. And it's okay. What is key is understanding what this relationship is about. And that doesn't make it bad or good. You know, it could just have been for that moment. And to Michelle's point, you know, you feel lighter, you feel liberated, and then you are also creating capacity for new relationships that are meant to guide you or journey with you or companion with you through this season of your life. So I love both of those ideas.
That would be major for me. That's a great idea. I love it. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else have a comment for Dr. Vicky or a question or a thought? It's wild that it's almost 2024. I'm excited about the possibilities.
Me too.
Really excited. Anyone else want to come off of mute and share, or anything you might be excited about for 2024? No? Okay.
They're contemplating, which is a beautiful space.
Contemplating. And it's okay.
Yeah. And it is the example for me is that we get to learn to be okay with silence.
Yes.
Like we don't have to fill every space. So we get to honor this space,
Yes.
right? Of even more than we already do. We get to honor this space of contemplation and reflection and
Yes.
remembering and releasing and making room and getting ready for the newness that's coming. So I will say Happy New Year to everyone, you know, who's here. Congratulations on making it to December 31st, because there are some people who started this time last year who didn't finish. So, you know, be grateful for all of it. Be grateful in all of it. And Happy New Year, and may it be the beginning of the best days of all of our lives and the lives of our children, trusting that at the end of the day, our children belong to God. They have their journey, they have their experiences. And I chuckle often because I'm like, did I do this to my mom?
Right.
What I'm experiencing with my child, and in some ways I did. And my mom, you know, I just kind of looked to her strength to, you know, own that I come from her, and so does her strength, right? That is in me. And I trust that I have given my daughter the best parts of me. So she too gets to have her journey and go through this 8 year. And I pray, I give thanks, and I release her to God. And, you know, am mindful of how I choose to respond, not react, in every moment to the best of my ability. And then I catch myself. If there's something where I overstep, you know, I acknowledge it. I stop, I apologize. Okay, I'm going to do it differently next time. So I just wanted to speak to that, because that is the center, if you will, of what has brought us all together, is being able to share in a safe space. So again, we are all in a great place. We are where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be there. And we trust the process, knowing that all things work together. All things work together for our good. And that ultimately God gets the glory, you know, out of our lives. So. Have a powerful day, a peaceful New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And with gratitude, receive all the goodness that is coming your way. And I love you, Kelly, and thank you for this community and the Sunrise Project.
Oh, I love you more. Love you so much. Since I first met you in the 80s on the, you know, Howard University's campus, but you have been consistent and so special. So thank you for being here this morning and sharing. And thank you for giving us so many nuggets around closing up 2023, you putting things away, completion, moving on, being settled, and then moving into this world of new beginnings for 2024. That's just beautiful. So I appreciate you. I want to let everybody know that next week will be our 200th call and we'll be starting our fourth year. I can't even believe how fast time has flown by. So we'll be starting the year of the eight, I guess is what how you say it. And we have a lot of changes coming with the Sunrise Project. We have merchandise, you see one piece, but other things are coming and working to get some grants. And if it's in your heart and you'd like to make that last donation to a nonprofit organization, we would love that. You can do that on the website at thesunriseproject.org. Look for more coming, more support, more ways to help our children as well and ourselves. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks for being part of this village. I'm about to turn over to Tierra to close us out with a prayer, but I feel like Dr. Vicky, since you are a chaplain, minister, elder, all that, would you mind closing us out with a prayer today on this last day of 2023?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
Not at all. Not at all. So God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We choose to rejoice and give your name glory. Thank you for your protection, for your provision, for all that you have given to us this year, all of the experiences, all of the ways that you have given us wisdom as parents to guide our children. Thank you for our children and what they have taught us and how they have allowed us experiences that have made us better. Even though it might not have felt good in the moment, God, we thank you because you said in everything, give thanks, for this is your will concerning us. And so we thank you that as we move forward, we know and are comforted that our steps are ordered by you. We thank you for another year. We thank you for a year of completion. We thank you for courage to leave some things in this year and courage to create capacity for what is coming. And as we go forward into this day, keep us safe, protect us, protect our loved ones, protect our children. And we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. Bless every household that is represented on this call, even those family members of Sunrise that are not with us today. Bless every single mother and father, every child that has participated over the last 4 years. And as we go into episode number 200 or gathering number 200, we just thank you for the miracles that will continue to be manifested, the healing and transformation that will continue to take place. Thank you for the staff, for the team, for their commitment, for their consistency. And we just thank you for all that you are in us, through us, as us in the earth. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, everyone. And again, Happy New Year.
Thank you. That was perfect. Amen. 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 Thank you. Happy New Year, everyone. We'll see you next Sunday, 9 a.m. Thank you, Dr. Vicky.
And you're welcome.
I'll give you a moment. I'll give you a call in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day and Happy New Year.